that's you know, Oregon is really a great homegrown story of remarkable enterprise.
You know, I think everybody's feeling the stress of meeting the need.
I'm at the University of Oregon for political science. And what do you do with a political science degree? You start a business.
There you go.
Here we are.
There you go.
Hi, this is Dr. Bud Pierce, and welcome to Oregon Crossroads. You know, one of the real hot topics or items before us is public safety, and especially public safety or lack of public safety in the greater Portland area, especially downtown. Now, most people believe that one of the fundamental reasons we have government is to help us to be safe. And I would say that the focus of the leadership of Portland, whether it be mayor, city council, metro, should be that if mom and pop, who are 75 or 80 years old, want to be out on the town at 9 o'clock or 10 o'clock at night, go down Broadway into the downtown area and do a little walking, it's a beautiful street, and have a nice restaurant meal as we get these restaurants back open, that they should feel absolutely safe in doing so, and pretty much that we all feel safe 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year in moving about freely. That should be the goal. And everything else is a process to try to achieve that goal. And to do that, you're gonna have to bring all the parties. You're gonna have to bring in law enforcement. Yes, you have to have law enforcement, but you gotta bring in the community, and you gotta bring in the people that might wanna legitimately protest but not be violent and destructive. And so that you got to bring people together, and you have to come together with a common vision. You know, leadership, real leadership, is about coming around a common vision and then motivating people to achieve that vision and giving them the freedom to do what they can contribute to achieve that goal. It's not telling people what to do. That's a falsehood. That's failed leadership. You dictate to someone and they don't buy into the plan, you're not going to get anything good out of it. So clearly we want safety, which means we're free to go, move around, not be threatened, not be harmed, not be killed. And also that public and private property isn't destroyed. It's a lot of your life work to create public or private property. Private property is kind of what you have stewardship over directly. And public property is a result of all our work, the excess from what we create that can go into the public good. So these are things that are to be protected and we need to gather around. Now I want to comment now about how failing we're doing in the Portland area. And I think the best example is the fragmentation of law enforcement. So it turns out that people don't like Portland police using tear gas. I don't like Portland police using tear gas on our citizens either. This is not a war situation, but there can be situations where law enforcement feels that that's a tool that's necessary for public safety and their own safety. So, tear gas has been banned by Portland mayor, sounds fine. But then it turns out that the governor has asked the sheriffs to come in and the state police to help manage the violence. And so the answer from the sheriff and the state police is if we can't have the full range of tools to protect our officers and to try to get calm if things get totally out of hand, is we won't come. We're just not gonna come. So then you have the governor, and you have the sheriff, and then you have the head of metro, and you have the mayor, and they have all these meetings, and they do workarounds. And the workaround seemed to be that 50 to 60 Portland police will become temporary federal officers under federal rules. So then they can do whatever the federal officers can do, which is they can use tear gas. I guess that's the workaround. So again, if you hear this, it all sounds kind of crazy. Nobody who would sit down and think about creating public safety, protection of property, allow people to protest legitimately, would come up with what they're coming up with in terms of a plan. So it shows us once again that when crisis comes, when true crisis comes, leadership matters. What leadership again is coming around with the group of people to solve a problem, to get buy-in on the problem, and to turn people loose to solve the problem in a way that is satisfactory to all involved. All involved. So I would encourage our leadership, who are failing miserably, to unite in leadership, to unite with the people, to unite with the people who have grievances, to come up with a plan of public safety, protection of private and public property. Don't try to fight man and do these kind of silly things that are being done. It's time for real leadership. It's time to make Portland a safe place to visit and to enjoy once again. Thank you.